Hey, my stargazers, what you been up to? Yes, I'm coming direct and live to you guys with another episode for season 3 of my podcast, Overcome the Challenge, OTC, yes, by me, Alicia. Yeah, so, you know, we still on season 3, and so this was episode 8. Like I said, this is more of a freestyle, catch that wave, catch that moment for me type of season. And what came to me is the title would be Imposter Syndrome. So season 3, episode 8 is titled Imposter Syndrome. And this is a biggie for me. As the first thing with these type of syndromes or whatever you want to call them, in order for you to recognize if you're operating and vibrating low in them, is the type of thing that, like, what is that saying that they always say? Takes one to know one. So you got to be in one of those take one to know one moments. So I know that I'm operating in imposter syndrome because, one, I've seen it before in others, and I recognize it in myself. That's the only way you can know that you've been vibrating in that type of aura. So for me, I struggled with imposter syndrome because as a child, I was basically uprooted into being an adult before I even got a chance to be an adult. And so that's why I found myself throughout my adolescence and growing up, even still to this day, out of place. So imagine a child not being a child. They have to be an adult. So when they become a teenager, they're an even older adult. So, and then when they become grown, they're an even older adult, especially if you add a child into the situation. And then now, I feel like when we talk about wisdom, it's at 50 years old. That was the blessing or the gift and the curse about that. The gift was that the wisdom I gained that I've already have experienced and had at a young age, that when I'm here at 34, it's like the wisdom of a 50-year-old. The curse was I did not have a childhood. And sometimes you can find yourself feeling restricted as an adult in those childlike moments where you're supposed to let go and be free, but you feel like you're an adult and you got to be mature all the time, that you can't goof off, you know, things like that. So for me, now I'm in a place that, yes, I understand that I have imposter syndrome because of that. And I think I felt like I just had a call of duty, like to always go above and beyond. You know, this is what was expected of me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how mine was brought on. And before we get into any more detail, because this will help you break down some of the signs of recognizing it in others and yourself, let's talk about it. You know, we always want to go and break these words down. And I'm big on root words. So when we talk about, you know, imposter, and you think of imposed. And that basically means to restrict when we talk about the real word. So when someone is an imposter, it's like they playing like you. You know what I'm saying? It's a clone of you, but we already know the clone is only 99.9% because it doesn't have your DNA. Let's keep it real here. You know, so it's always going to be a defective issue. So that's really not you operating. You see what I'm saying? You're vibrating and operating at a lower level. So it feels fake when you say the word imposter. That's a word that comes in. Syndrome is a condition. And so this is pretty much in a fake condition. Let's keep it real here, the imposter syndrome. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think as an adult in life for maturity and growth, and especially spiritual growth, you have to go and recognize, and these is what they call the dark side of yourselves when we talk about the yin and the yang. The black and the white. So when you explore that, it's an opportunity to really level up because it's going to pull out and uproot all the ugly parts of yourself. So, you know, it's just a fake condition when you're in this. So with imposter syndrome, it's pretty much like I said, you're thinking you have a call of duty. It's just something you need to do. So when the accolades, the cheering and the praise come, it literally just bounces off of you because you're like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. Let's keep it moving. It's just another day. And then so for me, I had to realize, hype yourself up sometimes. You know, like if you're going to acknowledge others hyping you up, why can't you hype your own self up without you feeling like you're going to bruise egos or feeling like it's going to make people envy you and jealous you. And that's not even the intention. So the intention for me, I think me trying to operate out of imposter syndrome was learning that in those moments that I'm, when I'm so overwhelmed, when I'm bursting into tears of happiness, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, jumping like I am a 2-year-old toddler, to allow me to have that moment. And then the maturity in me means don't stay down, you know, but don't ever deny yourself that type of happiness that only you can give yourself, because that right there, my stargaze, is a part of self-care and self-love. I would not say that hyping and congratulating yourself, being your own hype man, your number one fan, is not a form of self-care and self-love. Do you agree? So recognizing these signs, and you know what I'm saying, everything always deals with childhood trauma and childhood experiences, because that is when the mind is most futile and we are learning and we're just processing information fastly. So of course, to decipher that along the way throughout the experience for the wisdom is there. But whatever you experience as a child can be either magnified. We have microaggression, we have macroaggression that will, you know, discern from that. So for me, it came of having to be an adult at an early age, always taking care of people, always being the one that people depend on, knowing that if I don't do it, it's going to crumble. Like, that's a heavy responsibility to be the only one that can get the job done. So when they can't get done, or you're not able to live up to that expectation, remember that invisible boundary they put up for me. I don't even see it. That expectation you put for me is an invisible boundary you put for yourself, for me. I don't see it. I don't see it. Remember even the prefix M. Against. So we got to understand that we are who we are, but we don't have to stay. So that's the whole, I think, idea of overcome the challenge, is that throughout life, we're having all these challenges, like the famous me, till this day, like we're going to always have these challenges. It's almost a daily thing. If we keep it real, when you really want to get active. So to know that you can be an overcomer is just as good as being an overachiever. You have achieved what you set out to overcome. So this podcast and this episode was about me really just recognizing the darker sides, that yang part of me, and wanting to explore more of that testosterone, that more masculine side that I know that I have in me as being the forefront person, being high profile. Things that always come with that. And, you know, the saying just to me goes is like, yeah, you want to stay hungry, but at the same time, stay humble. And we can sum up trying to, you know, bag away from being that imposter. Because guess what? The funny thing about imposter, when I say it's fake, that these people on the outside, the external world, don't see you being fake. I mean, when we're speaking on people that have been just raised in these situations, and that's who they are. They're not trying to be something else. But inside, you can feel it in your spirit, your aura, something off. That's not really you. So, you know, like I heard earlier that you have to ask the question, what do you see yourself at? Where do you see yourself at? I've never even asked that question. Why? I've been operating under imposter syndrome, being some fake version of me that I thought that the world should have, I should be. That's not saying I want to let loose, get crazy. No, I want to actually open up myself through self-love and self-care to know what I like. People can persuade you, push you. That's what selling is about, salesmen. And then sometimes the imposter syndrome is the ultimate snake's oil man. You know what I mean? I forgot how you say it. Yeah, salesman. Snake oil salesman. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, because it's selling you a false narrative. And that's why when one of those people get over on you, you realize how bad you messed up and you even saw the signs. You like, oh, something was off. I, you know. But, and then even when you put yourself in them situations where you're supposed to think, you act and follow. And that's why we have social media. If you don't even get the titles, following, followers. So we're all type of following and following something. But in between that, that gray area is the leader. Where in the leader of following people and followers is the leader. So it's about setting standards that are to your morals, to your mission and core values. So internally, you can recognize that it is okay to be who you want to be. It is okay to ask yourself, what do you really like? What do you want to do? So we want to recognize that we are always leveling up with each episode, with each season. And I'm here with you leveling up. So this is just a more experience, like I say, a journey to reach whatever destination of this challenge we're trying to overcome today or tomorrow or the next day or whenever. So I'm really happy. We got some really exciting things coming up. And I'm sure you guys have been waiting, but I want to appreciate you guys for waiting. And I tried to make sure that I've given you some more pure, raw, authentic magic. So like I said, this is season 3, episode 8, titled Imposter Syndrome. And you have listened to another episode of Overcome the Challenge, OTC, by me, Alicia Mitchell. Love you guys. Until next time.